got the bloodlust.
Me too.
I want to kill. Let's kill. 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 Kill.
Hello and welcome to The Bloodlust. This is your go-to podcast for classy broads talking horror. This is episode 183 of the program. Tonight we are talking about the new Shudder release, Martyr's Lane. I know it's a very generic title, but try and remember it. My name's Amy, I'm your fearless leader, joined by Kitty and Jamie, actually bodily in the room. Gross. Haven't done that in a while.
Bodily present.
Bodily mm-hmm. present.
Ew, I don't like that. Like, here, accept my bodily present.
Ew. You said it.
I know, I just grossed myself out.
Oh, Emily doesn't like it either. She's like, you keep those
bodily presents. Oh, boss doesn't even like it.
I get it.
No one wants them.
Enough said.
Everyone's upset.
Everyone's worked up. I'm sorry, everyone. So, Martyr's Lane is a movie that is from the point of view of a little kid, a 10-year-old. So, our roundtable question for the night is, who's your favorite kid from a horror movie? They can be, you know, the protagonist, or they can be a little monster. Kids are creepy, we all know this. So, I'll go first in case my co-hosts have not thought of one yet, because I immediately thought of Fool from The People Under the Stairs. Because he
was a good one.
He's just such a cool, smart, resourceful little kid.
Yep, that's a good one.
I also like the weird-looking kid with the... Who's the little... What's the name of the kid who lives in the walls in that? The boy that doesn't have a tongue.
Oh, God. I don't remember.
He was good, too. But yeah. I have a feeling that was not an actual child. So, Jamie.
Amy, yeah. I think I'm gonna go with the little boy from Pet Sematary. The original Gage. One. Gage.
Gage.
I mean, specifically, I like that actor.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in all sorts of stuff as a little youngin'. And he's so cute in that, and then but also so horrible in the end.
Yeah.
And he slices the
Achilles.
Yeah, it's like, oof. But he's just so cute, and he's like, no fair.
And his little, like,
angelic looks and
the like, outfit that they put him in for that part where it's like old timey with a little top hat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Extra cute.
Yep.
Extra cute. And you know who wasn't cute? The little girl in that. She was obnoxious.
No.
Didn't care for
her. No thanks.
Yeah. But I mean, not all kids are good actors.
They are not.
And she was not that great. But yes, Gage Creed, that's a great choice. I don't remember a thing about the new one. From the remake.
They switched it to a girl.
Yeah. That was...
That's all I remember.
Yeah. Must not have been too good.
Yeah, it was fine.
Also, the whole movie wasn't too good.
Right.
That's my dog rolling on the carpet.
But there was a person in the other room.
There kind of is. There's a half a person. Karen, what do you think?
The new Georgie from the It movies was too ridiculously
that
cute.
Is stupid cute.
At first I was thinking of villains, and then I was going to say Reagan from The Exorcist, because she was incredible.
Yeah, but that was Georgie. A great performance.
Like, I wanted to cry every time he talked, just because it was so cute.
As soon as you see him, because you know he's going
to
die.
Yeah, and then you're like, stop being so cute, you like, soon-to-be dead kid.
Yeah, he was too cute.
And it was
cute,
almost too much.
Yeah. Raincoat and hopping around in the rain.
And that part when Pennywise, he's like a little puppet.
Yes.
Ooh, horrifying.
Yeah.
Good choices. So we all went with like cute little kids.
I was going to say, we all prefer cute kids.
I mean,
isn't that life? Yeah, sorry.
Some good bad kids would be, Karen mentioned the kids from Goodnight Mommy. Mm-hmm. The bros from Goodnight Mommy. The sisters from A Tale of Two Sisters.
Yes.
I really enjoyed them, although they're not bad.
Let the Right One In.
Oh, Oscar.
I mean, he's not really bad.
Eli.
When was Macaulay Culkin the bad kid? Was that in The Good Son?
The Good Son,
yes, with Elijah Wood.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of a hot take, but I don't think Macaulay Culkin is a very good actor.
Oh, he's the worst of the Culkins now.
Okay.
Yeah. Just,
I felt like the good son was a cool idea.
I appreciate him, but he's not my favorite Culkin.
No. If they had cast another kid in that movie, it would have been way better.
Yeah.
I mean, no one would have seen it because people saw it because of...
Right.
Yeah. Some other good ones. Oh, there's Samara from The Ring, of course.
Damien from The Omen.
Mm-hmm. Carol Ann.
Everybody's favorite, the little boy from Babadook.
Oh, God.
Everyone's least favorite.
Everyone's least favorite child in a horror movie.
But it makes for a great meme.
Oh, yeah. And a good movie.
Well, sure.
So, listeners, why don't you tell us about your favorite children in horror movies? I liked the kid from the first Child's Play. He was pretty good.
I don't even remember.
I feel like it was the same kid as...
And Problem Child?
I don't know.
Yeah, that kid was, like,
and
ugly cute.
For a while.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was the kid from Problem Child. I think it was the kid from...
I loved Problem Child.
I think it was the kid from The Neverending Story, but now I
hate that kid.
Bastian?
I do not like Bastian.
I like him better than the childlike Empress.
Oh, I'm fine with her.
I hate her.
I hate
her stupid face.
I've probably said it before. I get so annoyed at how Bastian eats the sandwich.
Yeah.
In the attic.
I agree. And I don't know how he could just eat that much of a sandwich. I would just devour that in three bites.
Right, and now he's like, no, I have to wait.
Yeah.
Or you have to save it or something. It's like, shut up.
Oh, you know what's another one that's really good? Ooh, the little boy and the little girl from The Innocents.
The Innocents.
That's also the same little kid as in the original Village of the Damned.
Oh.
I really like that actor. I forget what his name is now, but that all the kids from the Village of the Damned were pretty creepy. Did you guys ever see that?
Mm-mm.
It's good.
It's been a long time.
Sci-fi horror movie. They remade it, I don't know, in the 90s maybe. Anyway, that is our round table for this episode. Without further ado, I think we should start talking about Martyr's Lane. Did you already forget the title, listeners? I bet you did.
100%.
Martyr's Lane.
Kitty, Would you care to let us know the stats on Martyr's Lane, please?
It was written and directed by Ruth Platt. It stars Kiara Thompson, Denise Goh, and Sienna Sayer. Premiered at Fantasia International Film Festival on August 19th of this year, and was released on September 9th, also this year. It is available on Shudder. It is unrated. Its running time is 1 hour and 36 minutes. On Rotten Tomatoes, it has a 93% critic score and a 62% audience score. It has less than 50% audience reviews. So not a lot of reviews there.
Not hardly any audience reviews. There's almost as many critic reviews as there are.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I guess it hasn't been out a full week yet.
It was recommended on Shudder when I...
Was it?
When I opened up the old Shudder.
Ye old Shudder.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you have AMC Plus listeners, you can watch it that way too, because AMC Plus includes almost everything from Shudder,
yeah.
Except random weird things. Like, I can't get the most recent season of Creepshow.
Huh.
Oh.
Only the first season. Anyway.
The third one is going to start soon, I think.
Is it? I thought there was like some kind of Christmas special coming up.
All right, Sean Connery.
I think it's the third season.
Christmas special.
Seems wasted.
The Rapish for 300, please, Jacques. This movie, like we said, is from the point of view of a little kid. Her name is Leah. She's 10 years old. Do you guys know what a vicarage is? A vicarage is...
Where the vicar lives?
Mm-hmm. It's a... What are they, Episcopal?
That's beyond me.
Nah, I figured.
Religious.
You guys don't know nothing about religion.
No.
Well, it's a vicarage in the north part of London. That's a real vicarage, and they film there.
Oh,
lovely.
But Leah lives there because her dad is a priest or a vicar or whatever.
I think he's a vicar.
I guess. I think it's the same thing.
A father.
Yeah.
He's a father in more than one way.
Yeah, right. So she lives there, but then also, like, they have people coming in and out of there all the time. And she's pretty much overlooked by her family. completely when she's not being like yelled at or bullied by them.
Yeah.
Her mom doesn't want to have too much to do with her. Her sister just wants to get the hell out
it's
of
like
her.
Only her dad seems to give her.
Yeah, but he's super busy.
But he's not there often,
he can't even like have a complete conversation with her without people coming to like ask for things from him. So she's pretty overlooked. But at night, she has a new little friend who's coming to visit her. It's this little girl. And she comes up to her window on the second floor and taps on it. And Leah lets her in. So the movie is, it's not like straight horror. I would say it's more of a mystery.
I would agree with that.
I would also agree with that.
It's not very horror at all.
No. There are a few things. There's some mild blood and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But not too
rated
bad.
TV MA for mild blood.
Sexual suggestions. Just kidding. Smoking.
Coarse language.
Yeah, it's kind of a mystery. Leah is trying to figure out why. What's the matter with her mom?
Yeah.
She's
like,
kind of
what's
obsessed
your problem?
With it. Her mom is, I don't know, she's just real sad all the time, and she lays down a lot during the day and doesn't do anything and doesn't seem to want to have anything to do with Leah. So the movie follows her. She tries to get to the bottom of what makes her mom so sad. And her little buddy who's coming to visit her is kind of helping her? Question mark? Giving her clues that she has to follow?
Yeah. Dropping some breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm. So this is kind of like a couple of recent movies in that Emily Platt, the woman who made it, is primarily an actress. But she has done two other movies. The first one she did was a horror movie. And that was in 2015 called The Lesson. And then she made, it said it was a comedy called The Black Forest in 2019. And in 2019, she also made a short called Martyr's Lane.
Hmm.
So like some other movies that we enjoy, this was a short first.
Her name is Ruth. Ruth Platt.
I was curious who Emily was.
Yeah.
I called her Emily Platt.
Yeah.
I wrote it down even. Where did I get it from?
I don't know.
I was probably yelling at the dog.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. I was just going with it. I'm like, all right, cool.
I was like... Thank you. I was like, either I said it wrong at the beginning, or...
No, you definitely didn't. There it is.
Whoop, there it is.
So, that's what the movie is about. Who would like to talk about what they thought of it first?
I'll go.
Okay.
I liked this movie. I would, and I am usually very generous with what... I have a very big umbrella of what I will put under that, like horror movies that I'll put under there and say that, yeah, that can be called horror. This one, I would have a real hard time even
really?
Putting it in that genre.
Yeah.
I mean.
But it's a ghost story.
Spoiler alert.
It's not a spoiler, is it?
It felt.
Well, not anymore.
It felt less like a ghost story and. More just like an exploration of grief.
Yeah.
But not in a scary way a la Babadook.
Yes.
But, that being said, there could be someone out there who finds parts of this scary or the theme of it creepy and gets creeped out by it, and that's fine. I would just have a real hard time. If it's in the horror circle at all, it's like the tiniest little bit, and that's probably like the bloods that you see and some weird imagery and stuff, and the idea of like religious stuff being kind of scary.
Yeah,
but I wish they would have gone more into that kind of thing too, but otherwise I liked it. I thought the acting was all really well done. Like, everyone did a nice job.
The kids were great, weren't they?
Yeah, I was super surprised.
Yes.
The little girl, what's her name, Leah.
Yeah.
She was great, and she was so cute. So, of course, I liked her.
She had that serious face.
Yeah. I love a little serious kid. But, yeah, anyways, I thought all the acting was really well done. especially for, you know, not anyone that I've known from anything, mm-hmm. and a, you know, fairly newish director. I just thought it was really well put together. The image, like the mystery of it, this was to me a short stretched into a long or a feature film that did it well. Even with a story that felt sometimes kind of long, but it was like the mystery of it was so interesting and the reasons behind it and what was happening in the family's house and just the visualization of everything. I liked a lot how the camera was held. It was shooting from down below, like from her perspective. And mm-hmm. I liked that a lot. It just helps you get more into it and feel like her. Like everyone's yeah. looking down on you and just, it's just big grown-ups walking around you, ignoring you.
Mm-hmm. You don't have any control.
Yeah. And her sister, like, it's like classic big sister. She's like so mean to her. Yeah. I mean, she was particularly mean to her sister. I can't say that I've ever slapped any of my siblings across the face. Wanted to, maybe, but...
Never?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Karen? Mm-mm. Really? Been slapped, though?
Mm-mm. Uh-uh.
Jeez, guys. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Good for you.
So, I was a big fan. I liked the story. I liked the mystery. It was very interesting. I like movies.
How quickly did you get it?
Fairly quickly.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, but I kind of feel like that should be expected, or that's kind of the point, because we're watching it from her point of view, so we're getting all of the clues also, and we're putting all of the clues together.
And we're not and, 10 years and, smarter
exactly,
than 10
year and old. I'm not 10, so...
It's like, are you smarter than a fourth grader?
Yeah.
Yes.
And, but even though I kind of saw where it was going pretty early on, like, it didn't ruin anything for me, or it didn't bother, because I was still into it and interested to see what other clues were going to be found, how she mm-hmm. was going to put it together, what that meant, how that was going to play out. And
what that was going to mean for her friend.
Yeah, what that was going to mean for her friend. And I liked it. I thought she wrote and directed this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think...
It was all...
I think that's
a ton
all.
Of women.
Yeah, I love that about it. Hardly any men in the cast even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was actually, I will say, it was a really good movie. I liked it a lot, and I would recommend it. I think she did a pretty amazing job. This is like, what, her third, you said?
Yes.
It was really just polished and well put together, and everything about it seemed very deliberate, but also like very well thought out. Like,
and subtle.
Yes. And I don't know that I understood what the message or anything was, or maybe it was just, you know, wanting to do camera shots like that. But I liked all the use of mirrors
mm-hmm.
and how they're constantly like looking in a mirror and seeing
that one shot,
different visuals.
Yeah.
Like
where she's watching, she's on the right side of the screen and on the other side is a mirror and she's watching her mom play piano.
Yeah.
Her mom is framed in the mirror. That's so cool.
Yes. Like, I loved all of those. It made for really interesting shots. And maybe it was just old Emily Platt's... Just kidding, Ruth Platt.
Sorry.
Whatever
it is. Ruth Platt.
Yeah. Maybe it was just her wanting to, like, liking that and wanting to try different ways to play with mirrors to get a shot. Or
mom
maybe...
mentions something.
Oh, she does?
Mirror. She says... It's like, what did she say? She went through a mirror where she was gone and you were here. That's what she said.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think that's part of it.
Probably. Okay. Then yeah, that makes sense. But either way, even not catching that line
mm-hmm.
and knowing what the meaning of the mirrors was, it just made for really cool, interesting visuals. So even though there's not necessarily a lot of dialogue happening, especially when she's kind of on her own looking things up and,
yeah.
you know... exploring and finding clues, it's everything is so interesting to watch and it's so well put together and thought out that I don't know, you don't need a lot of talking. It's still an engaging movie.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like unless we're talking about like a Tarantino movie or something like that, the more you can show and not tell, the better.
Yeah, agreed.
So what do you think you, I'm sorry, I was just looking at you, but talking to Jamie.
Mm.
What do you think
that's
you want to rate it?
I would probably rate this a 4. Excellent. And I loved that cute senior dog in it.
I know. And she lives.
She lives. Well, Millie.
Millie lives. She gets fed extra food.
Yeah, and it's so cute.
And she's really and cute. And
oldest daughter has a little stuffed animal.
Yeah, a little stuffed animal lover.
Mini Moo or something.
Yeah. It's so it cute. Called.
Cute. Precious. I did find it kind of precious also, the movie.
Yes.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm sorry
you
too.
Didn't think it was very horror-y. There was a couple times I was kind of scared. Some of her dreams scared me. The dream sequences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's if you're just like looking for it. But as a whole, throughout the whole thing, it didn't feel that way for me.
Do you think that you could, this would be an easy one to recommend to non-horror yes. fans?
But it's got to be someone who's willing to sit through a movie, you know, like stay with a movie and, you know, is fine with a slow burn type of movie that doesn't have a lot of dialogue.
Yeah,
it's
you
not
have
a
to do
movie
a
for everybody.
Work, I mm-hmm. think a little more work than we've had to do for a while, maybe.
Yes.
On our own. And I did notice watching it again because I watched it a week ago and then I wanted to brush up on it. That there's a lot of stuff right from the beginning that you can pick out that's pretty cool. And the ghost is in the movie before you see her.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's fun.
In the forest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And in her house.
Hmm. Hmm.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Kitty, I know you didn't get to pay total attention, so just
yeah.
whatever your thoughts
take,
are.
Just, like, take everything I have with a grain of salt. I did not have the energy to focus
sure.
on a slow burn today, so mm-hmm. I apologize.
It happens.
Get a pass, dude.
What are you going to do?
It was okay. Leah was great. I mean, she held that movie. I think the mom was okay. I think that character could have been better.
I wonder if it's just because Leah doesn't understand her mom.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I think every other character was good. Mm-hmm. Even the mom and son that showed up shortly.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah. It took a while to get going, and then I think it was a little bit too repetitive.
With the clues.
With the clues and everything like that. And then there was the brief thing with the mom's older son.
Yeah.
That just didn't, kind of came out of nowhere and just didn't really get resolved.
I don't know that that was needed.
It was absolutely not needed. It didn't make any sense.
It gave extra awkwardness since the lady was worked with them or whatever, but.
Wait, what?
The mom went to drop off the receipts or whatever to the woman.
Mm-hmm. And her son
and
was
then
there.
Her son was there mm-hmm. and there was the woman that was pregnant. That was by her son.
Yeah.
She didn't know anything about it. The
no.
mom didn't know anything about
oh.
it.
That wasn't the mom's son.
That was not her son.
That was the
lady
of that
who
house.
Worked with her.
Then why was she so upset about it?
We'd have to talk about the spoilers, but
well,
I will
Jesus
tell you.
Christ. I will tell
okay.
you when you're older.
I thought that was the mom's son.
No.
Okay. Well
see,
that's what I get.
This is the thing about that movie
yeah.
is that it's they don't explain all of it.
Yeah.
And, like, at the beginning, I feel like...
Now I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then get over it, lady.
I mean...
It still wasn't needed.
No, it wasn't. I agree.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I don't know what else I was gonna say. Thought it was well... I mean, it was well made. But... It wasn't a horror movie. It was slow. And I just wasn't in the mood for a slow movie.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I mean, that's the thing. It is very subtle. And there's not a lot of big stuff that happens. And not a lot of climactic stuff.
Yeah. And if you got a lot going on, a lot on your mind, I can absolutely imagine you will not follow what's happening in the movie.
Obviously not.
And it would be hard to, like, invest.
Right.
And, like,
I feel like if you have a lot going on mentally, something like, I don't know, Willy's Wonderland or...
Maybe even Malignant.
Yeah. Oh, Malignant. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Didn't watch that yet. I think, I mean, I'll give it another chance when I'm able to focus. I haven't been able to watch a movie since, I don't even know the last one I watched.
1976.
I did watch all the Fear Street movies.
Oh, good for you.
Whatever we watched last time.
Candyman.
Yeah.
Candyman.
So you're going to want me to recommend something?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so I would rate this like a 2.5.
Okay.
I mean, if it's not a horror movie, so you could recommend it to anyone who just likes, like my mom would probably like this movie.
You think?
Probably. And this is a kind of a little bit off, but it's got kids in it and it's kind of mysterious, so I'd say sinister.
I was just thinking about that movie today and how I'd like to rewatch it.
I want to rewatch it.
I really enjoyed this. That is why I thought it would be a fun one to talk about, just because it's got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You notice a lot of stuff when you watch it again, like I said. The sound design I thought was really good. There are some, like at the beginning, she finds this feather with mm-hmm. blood on it. It's like the mm-hmm. first clue she finds.
Right.
And she's outside and she's walking and... As soon as she kind of holds the feather up, the ambient sound falls away and it's just her breathing. And it's mm-hmm. very effective. They do it a few times. And I think it looks really nice. I think that there are some, like, the interiors of the house at night,
mm-hmm.
there are some shots where it really looks like a kind of a Victorian painting, you know, because it's all yes. darks. And I think it looks nice. I like Ruth Platt and how she makes movies.
And her sister Emily.
Yes, and her sister Emily. Her dead sister.
Ruth,
Emily.
Another biblical name.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the shot where, to signify it was a dream sequence, the camera goes like over her head and flips upside yeah. down, and then she's like gliding through the house, and you don't know that you're upside down until you, and which is from her point of view, look and you see your reflection in the mirror yeah. hanging upside down. Very cool.
It was very cool.
It was a really cool way to differentiate the nightmares when they're not that surreal. A lot of right. it was, you know, you have to do something to differentiate it. I feel like there's something about little kids' treasures that they collect in a little box. I don't know. Something about that, I think, is compelling to me.
It's so cute.
I don't know. It also kind of reminded me of Amelie. You remember in Amelie where... You guys have seen that, right?
No.
Oh. Well, in Amelie, when he finds...
Yes, still
for the listeners... When she finds the box of the guy who lived in her apartment before, his childhood like treasures, and she finds the guy and she gives it back to him. It's
cute. Oh, that's fun.
It's just a little part.
It
of
is interesting the little things that.
That's what
kids treasure and mm-hmm. want to hold on to.
And I felt like this was a very well done. She did a great job of making it from the little girl's perspective,
mm-hmm.
even. To the extent that she, you know, the stuff that the kid treasures is stuff that little kids would yeah. treasure. Is this a bit of a ripoff of the Babadook?
Not really. I mean, it is about grief a little bit.
I mean,
and
I feel like it
your child
has...
Because...
I feel like it has Babadook influence.
It definitely has Babadook influence.
But it's such...
It's a different, way different
a
story.
Relatable theme and topic of, like, experiencing a horrible loss and not being able to shake it and it always being around. Like, I think that's such a relatable thing for most people. I mean, most people, if you haven't had that experience, then you're lucky.
But very specifically, a mother resenting and not bonding with their child.
I mean, I feel like
was tied in.
Yeah, but the Babadook kid was awful.
He was terrible.
So she was never going to bond with him, no matter what.
Right. And
well, that movie was from her point of view, so of course the kid was obnoxious.
Yes. I feel like
I thought that was a documentary.
The more female horror directors we see, like, get more, you know, be more in front. You see them, their movies are coming out, and they're good quality ones like this. I feel like that's, it seems like a theme that would be more common for a woman to write about.
Yes.
And I could be wrong, but we also haven't seen a bunch of them from male directors, really. So,
very true.
So I think it's hard not to, I guess, like, see the resemblances, but they're very different to me.
Well, there's no monster.
I mean, yeah, the Babadook is straight up scary.
It was terrifying.
Yes. And it was a totally just a different feel altogether. This felt horror-y in the way that, like, Lovely Bones might be horror-y.
Horror-y?
Horror-y.
Horror-y.
And I do mean W-H-O-R-E-Y. No.
Mark Wahlberg is quite a horror.
Horror-like. I mean, and I liked Lovely Bones.
I read the book. I was never going to watch that movie.
No. Oh. The book was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the book was great. Like, and the movie, I thought, was great.
Is it the first chapter of that book? Some of the best writing.
Yeah.
I remember going back to the beginning because I thought it was so good at the beginning. And, like, reading it to somebody and being like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was a great book. But the movie is good too. But I feel like it just has, like, some horror elements to it or, like, feels. But ultimately, like, it is still, and hers is kind of the same. There's, like, you're solving this mystery of, like, what happened.
Yes. I disagree. I think this is a horror movie. It's a ghost
story. I think
that
would have been a better recommendation, actually.
Well, there you go.
It's closer.
Yeah.
I mean,
I forgot that movie existed. I blocked it out.
But you haven't seen it either.
Yeah, I can't recommend it.
Right.
Good point.
I mean, sure, if you're just going to say because there's a ghost in it, that makes it horror, then okay, then I would say sure.
I mean, how many movies with ghosts in them are not horror movies?
But I mean, this isn't really like a scary ghost.
What's the movie with the Ghost of Christmas Past?
I saw a version of that that definitely creeped me out.
So it's a horror movie then?
Casper.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. All right.
Ghostbusters?
Can I keep you?
Ghostbusters scared me when I was little. The part when he opens the storage tank and all the stuff comes back out, that scared me. Mm. I liked how she becomes kind of a detective.
Mm-hmm.
And I like just how focused she is on her mom. Her nightmares are all about her mom. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
That's your entire world when you're a kid, so it makes sense. I'm gonna give it a 4. I'm gonna give it a 4.5 because there's a dog in it that lives, and almost everybody involved was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That seems fair.
Yeah, and also because I think it was really good, but the extra 0.5 stars for that.
Sounds good.
And I think that you're right. However, there's some gore in this that might be disturbing. You're right in that it's a general appeal kind of movie. Mm-hmm. Except there's some gore that might be disturbing, I would think, because it involves a child. We're desensitized.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, though.
Well, let's talk about it more in depth. Guys, if you haven't seen this, 2 out of 3 of us recommend.
And I don't count right now.
Right, and that's a tentative not recommend from Katie anyway.
And I'll admit it.
There's no judgment here, Katie. So if you guys haven't watched this, I would suggest you turn off now. It's because we're going to talk spoilers. Spoilers. Spoilers.
Now in 3D.
All right, spoil it. So, the ghost, her friend who comes to the window,
yes,
is her dead sister that no one bothered to tell her about.
Correct.
This seemed problematic.
I mean... Right.
This is a 10-year ruse.
I wonder
it if, seems very
if
unhealthy.
Maybe she does. She did know that she had a sibling that died but didn't put it together.
Maybe.
I can't imagine that they never mentioned her, but it seemed like the sister or the mom like wouldn't let them talk about it or
yeah.
something. Basically, the movie is about the mom not being able to deal with the death of the daughter and not facing it. And not talking about it. No one in the family talks about mm-hmm. it. And so she's a little ghost. And she's going to hang around until somebody pays attention to her. And they face it and talk about it. And so she uses little Leah, who already wants to try and figure out what the hell's going on with her family,
mm-hmm.
to help her do that. Quiet, fridge.
Quick question.
Yes.
With the Rachel and Leah and the Bible...
Yes.
I don't understand how that applies to this, or how that translates to this story.
Only, not in, well, okay, for the listeners who didn't already research this, in the Bible, Jacob wants to marry Rachel, but, and so he works for Rachel's father for like a year, and at the end of that year, Rachel's father's like, psych, you're gonna marry Leah instead.
Which is, I assume, Rachel's sister.
Yeah.
So it's just that they're sisters in the Bible.
It's no.
Well, and that, like...
And Leah is the lesser sister.
Yes.
They want... Jacob wanted
Rachel.
Yeah. Jacob
it's like
didn't
the lesser
want Leah. And that's
one
what
cares,
Jacob
though.
Ended up with.
You don't think that... seems like there's so many stories in the Bible. There's not anything about a mom. Like, I don't know.
You mean something about a woman? Where the woman is in charge? And
no, I don't mean in charge. Absolutely not.
The center of the story?
Maybe.
Hmm.
Yeah. I just don't understand why this had to have to anything. Like, just don't name them anything from the Bible, then just fucking make it into something else.
I mean, I don't think it was meant to be a big part of the plot.
Her name's Ruth.
I feel like that could just be a coincidence.
No, I don't think it's a coincidence.
I mean, I think that there's a lot of religion in this movie.
He's a vicar.
Or maybe, oh yeah, I know that, but I mean, I don't think, like, just because her name is Ruth, she's like, all my shit's gotta be religious.
No.
But maybe, you know, she
know.
Maybe...
There's a lot of religion in this.
It didn't bother me, really.
Is really pious. She seems to be really devout.
Yeah.
There's the whole thing about entertaining angels and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Leah has, like, a painting in her room, and I thought that was maybe a depiction of the thing from Hebrews about housing strangers or
oh,
whatever.
I didn't
but I tried
that.
To find I tried to find a version of that, but I couldn't find it, so I don't know what it is.
What was going on with the like dinner or the thing that they were having at church when they were like, that's for the poor table, that's for the rich table?
That must be a thing they do
table.
Like a fundraiser.
Oh, okay. I guess I was just
I mean,
confused
like
at like how people were split.
Okay, so let's talk
rich.
About the guy now.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, he's the guy that hit her.
Yes.
Got it.
Yep.
So what happened was... Little Rachel, who was the second child, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was Bex and then Rachel. Little Rachel was riding her bike, and the son of the woman who works with them at the vicarage was speeding and not paying attention, and he hit and killed her on her bicycle. She was wearing these little angel wings at the time, which is why Leah gets her first thing is that feather with the blood on it. All of the stuff that she finds that that Rachel directs her to find are things that have to do with what happened to Rachel. And things that had to do with Rachel in general. And so Leah keeps bringing those things up and upsetting her mom, and she doesn't know why. Nobody will tell her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and at the end, obviously Leah figures it out, and poor little Rachel gets more dead person looking each time.
Yep.
Yes.
And
she do.
That was a precious kid, wasn't it?
So cute.
What a precious kid. Maybe not quite as good of an actress, but so
no, but,
cute.
But not bad.
No, not bad at all.
She was real cute.
Yeah. So, and she ends up, well, I guess at the very end, we see that she hasn't really totally left, but right. In order for things to kind of, I don't know, return to some kind of normalcy, they have to acknowledge her. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens in the climactic sequence, is that Mom acknowledges that she had another kid.
Yeah.
The moral of the story
is... can't just
is
pretend it didn't happen.
Be honest with your children.
And yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why was the mom so mad about the son being there then?
Because he killed her kid.
Yeah.
But she went over to his house.
I think she was just shocked. Well, she, and the mom said, like, he was home from school. Yeah. Okay. That, or he lives with his wife or girlfriend,
yeah,
or whatever
a grown
that was.
Man, so I think they were just
raising
him.
So she didn't expect him to be there and was shocked. Because then she has a conversation with her husband after that. And he's like, why? Like, he has every right to be in that house. And she's right. Like, but it caught me off guard. I wasn't. I think she's more just like,
got
she
it.
Probably thinks he should be in jail for the rest of his life, you know.
Well, I agree with that.
Like a mom would.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it just caught her off guard.
Got and it. That also explains why, you know, you see her older sister and you think she's just like a little brat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the woman who makes Leah the cake at the beginning, mm-hmm. and her sister takes it, and her mom, and they throw the cake
yeah.
away.
Right.
And then that woman is in the kitchen in a different scene at the vicarage and tries to talk to Bex, and she ignores her and stuff.
I mean, yeah.
Right.
She's like, it's not her fault.
Right.
No. And I'm sure that that's got to be tough for her. But you're a teenager.
Yeah.
And Mom obviously hasn't dealt with it.
Right.
No, not at all.
The ending part where there's like a nightmare sequence where Leah dreams that her mom chooses to go with her, with Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bit of a misdirect that I thought was kind of cheap.
Yes. Like jumped out the window?
Yeah.
Yeah. It did not work.
But everything else I think was really good.
Yeah. I would agree.
So, listeners, if you have gotten to see this, let us know what you think. We would love to hear your opinion. Anybody else want to add anything about this?
No.
I don't think so. When did you first figure it out?
Figured it out before the movie started.
Yeah, I thought so.
I figured out, this is good. Not an answer to your question, but I figured out what was going on in Malignant in like...
absolutely not the answer.
So fast. And I was watching it with my friend, like we were watching it over like watch party.
Yeah.
And I was like, I bet you, I can't say it, but
yeah.
I was like, I bet you it's this. And sure enough, and it was so nice because I had it in writing. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know when I figured this out. I figured that that was her sister pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Well, I mean, it. The mom's got the hair in the locket.
Exactly.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
It's mostly just the specifics of it.
Right.
That
right.
you pick up.
Right.
It's interesting. I liked all the attention to detail. Like the button.
All the different things. Yeah, the button that she liked to play with on her mom's sweater.
Yeah.
And
how that fell off and then she found it and then tried to sew it back on. And then it fell off and the person who's staying at their vicarage, the baby like eats it and chokes, and it's a very scary scene.
Yeah, it was.
That lady was, like, super nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you're going to have someone just, like, stay in your
it'd be good if
house rent-free, like,
nice and
yeah,
with your kids
exactly.
And stuff.
Like, she was very nice lady.
I can't imagine, like, getting super mad and leaving when people are not being nice enough to let us stay there.
Right.
Because of an accident.
Right, and then she saved your baby after
the right,
accident.
So...
Right.
That was weird to me.
Maybe watch your baby.
Oh, I think I might have
maybe
missed that
maybe keep an
part.
Eye on your... Yeah, she moves out in a huff.
Yeah.
After her baby chokes.
Yeah.
Oh.
God, even I saw that.
Weird. Okay. That is unusual. It's
yeah.
like they didn't leave that on the floor on purpose. Like
right.
It's a kid. Scary stuff happens.
Mm-hmm. Right. That blood on that button was made me squeamish though, thinking about it being a little
bit. Yeah, I was like, take the fucking kid to the ER, stat. Like, that is the sign that there's a scratch or something in there, and I gotta imagine little baby throats are delicate.
Yeah.
She's fine. She's dead now.
She'll have not my pig, not my farm.
Yep.
Well, that's what we think. For our next movie. Okay, so we're not doing Halloween Kills. I was just informed it doesn't come out till October. I guess that makes more sense. So what we're gonna do instead is a Netflix movie that comes out on the 29th of this month, which is, it'll be the following Wednesday after this comes out. Excuse me. And it's called No One Gets Out Alive. And it is based on a short story? Or a novel. Novella. It's a novel?
I didn't think
he had a novel called that. Okay. I'm sorry.
Novel.
Okay. It is based on a novel by Adam Neville, who wrote The Ritual, which is a favorite of the program.
Sure is.
Book and movie.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully it'll be as good.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So that'll be available on Netflix. We hope that you will watch it and join us back here in 2 weeks to discuss. Thank you, ladies, for coming over and seeing puppies and hanging out. I hope it was helpful.
They're mm-hmm. so cute.
And thank you, listeners, for listening. We hope to talk at you again in 2 weeks. Until then, I have been Amy.
I am and always will be Jamie.
I have been Kitty.
Meow.
The look on your face, honestly.
I know.
Good night, everyone.
Sleep tight.